The theorem, if little f of t is continuous on the open interval I, and a is a constant on I, and x and t are in I, and big F of t is any antiderivative of little f of t, then the integral of little f of t with respect to t from a to x is equal to big F of x. The proof. Define big A of little x to be the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to x. Thus, d big A dx is equal to the limit as h goes to naught of big A of quantity x plus h less big A of x all over h. For any h greater than naught, such that x plus h is in I, big A of quantity x plus h is equal to the integral of f of little t with respect to t from A to quantity x plus h. Thus, big A of quantity x plus h less big A of x is equal to the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to quantity x plus h less the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to x, which is equal to the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to x plus the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to quantity x plus h. Note that an integral from R to S is equal to the same integral from S to R multiplied by negative 1, which is equal to the integral of little f of t with respect to t from x to quantity x plus h. Note that an integral from b to c added to the same integral from c to d is equal to the same integral from b to d. Let little m be the minimum value of little f of t on the integral from x to quantity x plus h. Let big M be the maximum value of little f of t on the interval from x to quantity x plus h. Little m multiplied by h must be less than or equal to the integral of little f of t with respect to t from x to quantity x plus h, which must be less than or equal to big M multiplied by h. If we divide the inequality through by h, we see that little m is less than or equal to the integral of little f of t with respect to t from x to quantity x plus h all over h, which is less than or equal to big M. This inequality is the same as little m is less than or equal to big A of quantity x plus h less big A of x all over h, which is less than or equal to big M. Take the limit as h goes to naught. Little m goes to little f of x. Big A of quantity x plus h less big A of x all over h goes to d big A dx. Big M goes to little f of x. Remember that little m and big M were defined as the minimum and maximum of little f of t on the interval from x to quantity x plus h, respectively. As x goes to naught, the minimum and the maximum go towards little f of x. Thus, little f of x is less than or equal to d big A dx, which is less than or equal to little f of x, or little f of x equals d big A dx, or the antiderivative of little f of x is big A of x, or the integral of little f of t with respect to t from A to X is equal to big F of X.